And good morning. You're listening to Business for Breakfast on Tuesday morning. I'm Ken Morgan, along with Julie Doherty and Wayne Stutzer. Thank you so much for getting up and joining us today.
Good morning, guys. Here are the market numbers. Dow down 18 points. S&P down 1.25. NASDAQ down 1.5.
Let's say good morning to Eric Rosenberg joining us here on the phone. Hi, Eric.
Good morning. Good morning, Ken.
Where are you?
I'm in Mamaroneck, New York, along Long Island Sound on the East Coast.
Well, even though it's Talk Like a Pirate Day, I assure you, you don't have to.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You used to be with Merrill Lynch at one point, and now you have your own company doing something that years ago we wouldn't even know what this is about, but it's a big problem today, and it has to do with company emails.
Yes, my effort is to educate company employees so that they write more effective emails and they don't leave a stream of problematic electronic communications that enhance the litigations against their businesses.
All right, let's talk about some various aspects. Let's start with effective emails. If there is nothing wrong with the email at all, you're just trying to convey some information, what do people typically do wrong when they're sending out emails?
Well, first of all, they assume that when they hit a delete button, it's deleted, and it isn't. So they have to write with an awareness that it'll be permanent. Second is they tend to talk conversationally in the email with some humor and try to lighten it instead of, as you said, conveying just the information necessary.
Well, when people have so many emails, I know I get gazillions of them here. If there's one you want to read, you don't want to say, hi, how are you, how's the weather, how's the wife and kids? You want to get right to the point.
That's correct. But there's the other problem that with such a clutter, there's a tendency to dramatize the ray line and the introduction to make this one get through the clutter, and it sometimes leads to presenting a situation as being more litigious or problematic than it really is.
So it's like the cry wolf theory. If there's something really important, you would save that kind of big headline just for those really important things.
Yes, although I might suggest at that point you might want to pick up the phone.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Now, let's address a couple of other problems here. Sometimes people send out emails which can turn out to be very embarrassing for themselves and or the company.
Yes. Often it's people conversing through the company system to relieve the tension of what I call a gallows humor situation. When you're working on the hardest areas and most difficult problems, that's when you want the release of joking about it. And that's exactly the wrong thing to do in an email.
You just have to avoid that temptation at all costs. Can you give us an example of maybe a company, and you don't even have to name them if you don't want to, where a problem has developed as a result of that?
Sure. I know a certain securities firm very well where an email was written joking about the bankruptcy situation of a client, and that email basically compared the predicament of the client's treasurer to that in the O.J. Simpson matter where he was in the back seat of a Bronco being driven by the salesman. Not a useful email, and ended up being used in litigation against that company.
Those people should probably go down to the comedy club on amateur night instead, right?
That's right. That's right. Of course, there's a similar famous email in the Fen-Phen litigation by a person in the accounting area asking if she had to continue to write checks to what she called fat people with a lung problem for the rest of her life.
How about the Jack Abramoff scandal where he was writing articles about certain clients of his calling them monkeys? That was helpful.
Let me make a point. My purpose is not to censor people from reporting bad behavior.
Right.
If you are in a company and you observe some bad behavior, you want to get that information up to the people responsible for running the company and for the legal and compliance areas. I prefer methods other than email to do that, again, because your observations may not be totally accurate, but I do want to elevate them. So I'm not asking people to censor truth or facts.
Eric, in your experience, how many people, say percentage-wise roughly, are not aware of the fact that when you write and send an email, as you say, when you hit delete, it doesn't really delete, that this stuff just goes out everywhere?
Yeah, I would say that a majority of the writers don't understand the recovery techniques that can be used from their own machinery by forensic experts, And also, they don't think about the fact that they've done the moral equivalent of sending a hard copy somewhere.
Yeah. And you offer training for companies and individuals as well?
Yes, we offer two types of training. We offer in-person stand-up training in front of audiences, company audiences, using some interactive devices and some engaging and interesting scenarios. We also have an online course that can be licensed from us, and you can find out about both of them by going to our website.
And that is?
www.litigationproofing.com. That's litigationproofing like waterproofing.
I'm guessing that you've had a pretty good demand for this service.
Yes, it has been, and it's growing. Particularly the online course is pretty new, and I urge you all to try the free 10-minute demo. And in it, you can, among other things, observe Bill Gates struggling with his own emails in a little video segment.
Is that going to be on YouTube next week?
I obtained it by looking through hours and hours of tape from business library, but I don't know where it might be next.
That's very funny.
All right, the warning signs are out, and Eric Rosenberg has a solution for you. And the website, again, is litigationproofing.com, where you can find out about the online service or the in-person service and get some additional information. We thank you so much for joining us here on the show this morning.
Thank you, Ken.